Everybody got the set of notes, right? It was put at the door. If there's not enough, you just share for the time being. Most of the information that is in this handout was basically covered on Tuesday. Yeah. Okay. But if you will turn to page 2, in that table, The table shows the phenomena that are mutually inclusive with established base. Yeah, so we did most of that. Yeah. So, but then there's this hidden phenomenon. Yeah. Okay. So I did not talk about it on Tuesday. But nevertheless, hidden phenomenon, it is also mutually inclusive with established base, which means it has the same meaning as established base.
Karasana, tak pinzen tso ti mare, tak kwa gyuru se di. Pena, karasana. So
What exactly is a hidden phenomenon? Why is it so called? Because when such a phenomenon, is realized by a inferential valid cognizer, okay. So when a valid, when an inferential valid cognizer realizes this phenomenon, a hidden phenomenon. It realizes it through the medium of a generic image or mental image. Yeah. It cannot realize it directly. Yeah. So it realizes it through the medium of a mental image or generic image. Okay.
독신이다 꼬규로 세지다 모수 똥이 도와치시다 또는 유지다 다 튼지다 말이오 모수 똥 두고 여말에 그러나 제바디 제사다 꼬규로 씁니다 디네인상 다 초점자 꼬규로 세지.
Yeah, so because such a phenomenon, a hidden phenomenon, cannot be realized by an inferential valid cognizer without depending on or going through the medium of a mental image. Yeah. So therefore it is hidden.
독신이 다디 다 여바 탐제라 과시다. 다 여바 탐제라 다 고주. 고주 소 독신이 스기와 고주스나 다 여바지라 고구여래.
So when we say hidden phenomenon, we are also saying, we are basically also talking about existence. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because mutually inclusive, right?
我读起呢，他听见嘛？啊，你当文具设计用的，他听文具设计干了，两个我不是人关系，他懂得文具设计，他我不当团结起来个嘞，对吧？我不是，他文具是个真正的开始呢，他我从什么地方，他团结没叫我去讲，他我是读出个样的，我从前面，啊，我不的我是读出个样的，加上我不参加了文具设计的。
So okay, so that is a hidden phenomenon, yeah. So I mean, it's just a different, it's the same meaning as an existent, yeah. So it's mutually inclusive with existent, isn't it? On the other hand, on page 3, you have a manifest phenomenon, yeah. And manifest phenomenon here is mutually inclusive with a functioning thing, yeah, or impermanent phenomenon, yeah, or functioning thing, yeah. So, and why is it called manifest phenomenon? Because a manifest phenomenon is basically an object that is directly realized by a direct valid cognizer. So when a direct valid cognizer apprehends or realizes a manifest phenomenon, it doesn't have to do so in dependence on a mental image, but rather it perceives it directly. So therefore, such an object is called manifest phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. 산다. 다 정치 독시 알아봤다. 가르쳐나 산다. 그래. 미다 봐. 두시 제봐. 이제 아니 돈다니 당첨했어. 다 돈다니 정치 시작해. 다 돈다니 아니 지금 다 모보세 이런 마치에 누가가 다 야빠. 세로 땅에 누가가 낭세 수명을 가정하시네. 변보 시아바디미지 숨스 가정시바나시.
So basically, the table there on page 3 shows the phenomena that are mutually inclusive with a functioning thing. Yeah. So there's an impermanent phenomenon, product, composed phenomenon, cause, effect, ultimate truth, specifically characterized phenomenon, manifest phenomenon. They're all mutually inclusive. Yeah. And that means they have the basically getting down to the same thing, referring to the same thing. Yeah. And then on page 4. If you look at the impermanent phenomenon or functioning thing, when functioning thing or impermanent phenomenon, when it is divided, you know, then there are these three divisions, yeah. Matter, consciousness, and the non-associated compositional factor. If it is a functioning thing, it's necessarily one of these three. Yeah? If the phenomenon in question is a functioning thing or impermanent phenomenon, it is necessarily either matter. If it is not matter, then it has to be consciousness. If not, then it has to be in a non-associated compositional factor. So basically, this division is exhaustive. So you will not find an impermanent phenomenon or functioning thing that is not one of these three. Okay? So these three divisions of functioning thing, matter, consciousness, and non-associated compositional factor, they are mutually exclusive. So there isn't a common locus between them or between any two of these. Okay? There isn't a common locus. You guys study maths, yeah? You know, you hear locus, loci, you know, that kind of thing. It's E-maths subject, right? Nowadays, no more. It's too easy. I was told it was kicked out of the E-maths syllabus. So you know, when we say there isn't a common locus, between these three things, matter, consciousness, and non-associated compositional factor, what we are saying is, you will not be able to point to any object that is all three. So, if you're able to find, you're able to point to an object or a phenomenon that is all three in one, then these three things would not be mutually exclusive, isn't it? Yeah. Alright. Then as for matter, what on earth is matter? Basically, the definition is that which is atomically established. Matter refers to that object or the phenomenon that is made up of that is established, its existence is established by atoms, yeah, so atomically established. And in this system, matter is mutually inclusive with form. So when matter is divided, then you have external matter and internal matter. So the difference between external and internal matter is made depends on whether that matter, that object, is included within the continuum of a person or not.
Yeah.
So you have external matter, isn't it? And external matter is matter, right? It's automatically established. And it's not included within the continuum of a person. Okay? So you think of the meaning. So here, you'll be able to posit, for example, earth. Earth would be an external matter. Water, fire, wind.
Yeah?
Then you have internal matter. Internal matter is matter, but it is included within the continuum of a person. Yeah. So if you were to give posit an illustration for internal matter, basically our, you know, an individual's contaminated physical aggregates, this body, yeah, this form, yeah, form aggregate, yeah. You have the external objects of form, sound, smell, taste, and touch, yeah. So these are external matter, yeah. Right? Huh? Right? Form, sound, smell, taste, and touch is external matter? So here in the internal matter, there are these five sense powers that are given, yeah. The eye sense power, ear sense power, nose sense power, tongue sense power, and body sense power. These are what we call uncommon empowering conditions, yeah. This will come later, okay. There's this term called the uncommon empowering condition, okay. So these five are internal matter because they are form. And they are included within the continuum of a person, yeah, isn't it? And as I said on Tuesday, you have consciousness, yeah? So consciousness, awareness, and knower, these three are mutually inclusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
When consciousness is divided, you have the sense consciousnesses and the mental consciousness. Yeah. Okay, so they are the five sense consciousnesses. They are eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body consciousnesses. So these five are the five sense consciousnesses, and together with mental consciousness, then you have the six. Yeah, there are six of them, right?
What to say? That Della Carsena, Tanda Manzo Carsorata. Then the own shade of the king to Gala, Tatunda Carsena. Own shade Gala, Chipanta, Ginsum Sanguish. Ombo Sheba the king to Gala, the Ginsum Sangu, the Carsena. Mikin, Daken, the Mata begins in Tatunda, Ginsum Chanche, the own shade Gawash.
So, in general, for a consciousness to be, in order for consciousness to be generated, the three conditions must be present. Yeah, the objective condition, the uncommon empowering condition, and the immediately preceding condition. Yeah, so there are these three conditions.
Yeah. Mikin Sukhi Kwaji Mikin Sukhi, any Kin Chiche, any Mikishab Chikyore, that the cheap people say that you could want that Sukhi.
So in order for a consciousness to be generated, there are these three conditions, right? Objective or the observed object condition, then the uncommon empowering condition, and you have the immediately preceding condition. Yeah. So let's take the example of an eye consciousness. In order for an eye consciousness to be generated, first it needs an object, yeah, or what we call an observed object condition, right? So, and in the case of eye consciousness, first there must be a form, yeah. Form, isn't it?
Oh, that's so like that.
So in order for an eye consciousness apprehending form to be generated, it needs the observed object condition, which is form, yeah. It is to, yeah, this object is form, right?
Okay, so
likewise, in order for ear consciousness to be generated, it needs its observed object condition, which is sound. In order for nose consciousness to be generated, it needs its observed object condition, which is smell. Yeah, and likewise, taste for the tongue consciousness, and then you have a tangible object. Yeah, for the body consciousness.
Oh, that tine ma that yutichipu yebe onshi ketuku yamare miki yabatsu ketuku yamare tie tengdo that tomo maime dagen sedi ani goku yare.
So in order for these five sense consciousnesses to be generated, there must be the observed object condition, yeah. So the five and those, the objects of these five sense consciousnesses are external matter, yeah, external form, right? But just having the observed object condition is not sufficient. On top of that, in order for these sense consciousnesses to be generated, the uncommon empowering condition must be present as well. And the uncommon empowering condition are essentially the five internal matter that is listed there, right?
어떻게 다던다 다다가 나시래 다나 미기 넘버 샤바 세디케라 투모 마이메다 김요 어떻게 되지 거야 투모 마이메다 김요라 때네 다 미기 넘버 샤바디 게트베 로 투모 마이메다 김요라 마템바 한 미기 넘버 샤바 세디케트고요.
So in order for an I consciousness to be generated, it needs to depend, yeah. So the production of the I consciousness is dependent on the existence of the uncommon empowering condition, and the uncommon empowering condition for the production of an I consciousness is the I sense power, yeah. So without the I sense power, there's no way that the I consciousness can be generated,
yeah.
So the uncommon empowering condition of the sense consciousness, so in the case of an I consciousness, is the I sense power, yeah. So the I sense power is also called a clear form.
어딘데샤네 다톤다 아니지 가서나 단다 내용도 왔다나 다 투모 마이 베타게 묘한 테라 때네 다 미기 넘버 셔바 제시 미기 넘버 셔바 티기 가레 증거어서는 속지해시 속지 말 마도 질어서 밤이 제시 티겐 가르기 잡아서는 조조 투모 메다 묘한 데 제시 속진투에 티로를 잘라서 짐을 제시 조조
Independence on its uncommon empowering condition, which is the I sense power, an I consciousness apprehending form, then can apprehend form. Yeah, and it apprehends only forms, right? Yeah, and I sense consciousness only apprehends form. Why? Because it can only apprehend form because it is dependent on its uncommon empowering condition. In this case, it's an eye sense power. Yeah, and for example, it can't apprehend smell. Yeah. Yeah, so the reason why an eye consciousness cannot apprehend smell, for example, because, you know, of its uncommon empowering condition.
다가나 신변하다 가서래 변화 순진미시 수도가나 변화 속진미 변화 속미견 책을 뜨는 게 반자 다 대도 미시에 속이 남바진 남바진도 깨바디 수이 잡아서는 다 미견 속이 잡아냈어 와 속이 남바진도 깨바디 양 수이 잡아서는 견 속이 잡아냈어야지.
And the eye consciousness apprehending form is generated in the aspect of form. Why? Because of its observed object condition form. Let me repeat again. An eye consciousness apprehends form, yeah. And so the eye consciousness apprehending form is generated into the aspect of form, and it is generated in the aspect of form due to its observed object condition form.
What did they say? That in the Shabbati, when I does, when I make it number Shabbati, session Rikba, that session Rikba number to the Shabbati, that sweet Shabbatasana, to moment, make it that thing is Shabbamare, go selecting in your Chima Jabbati, yeah, the Matab King Shabbatas, my lord, the Matab is even Namshi, each Shabbatas.
And so, and in eye consciousness apprehending form, it's also generated in the aspect of that which is clear and knowing. So, an eye consciousness apprehending form, you know, is in the nature of clear and knowing. I mean, simple English, but it's technically generated in the aspect of clear and knowing. Not because of its uncommon empowering condition, but because of the third condition, which is the immediately preceding condition, which refers to the consciousness that immediately precedes the generation of such a consciousness, And the consciousness that immediately precedes the generation of this consciousness, that consciousness is in the nature of clear and knowing. And due to that, therefore, an I consciousness, when it arises, is generated into the aspect of that which is clear and knowing. So from this you can see that for any particular sense consciousness to arise, to be generated, you know, couple of factors and conditions must come together, yeah. Yeah, without which you're not going to have any sense consciousness, yeah. Okay? So there are these three conditions that must be present, isn't it, for any sense consciousness to arise. What are these three? The observed object condition, the uncommon empowering condition, and the immediately preceding condition.
What did this? Chega, Taka no Shivana Shire, Chega, that Shu Tamje, that Gula Dene, Chotams, Mobo Tamje, and Gula Dene Chungwaji, Rangi Junga Mongos and Chungwaji, that Jungama Sumade, that on that number Shun Kaduna Sumade, that Dene Tuba said it all, that Dende Rashodi, that Junde Dinjuna Sunguyore, that Chotamje, Chotams, Mobo Tamje Dene Tuba, that also Gula.
So all functioning thing means also impermanent phenomenon, basically, yeah, right? All functioning things, yeah, can only come into existence after its cause. That means for any functioning thing to come into existence, it must be preceded by its own cause. Preceded by its own cause. So in order for any impermanent phenomenon to arise, for any functioning thing to be created, it has to depend on its own cause. Yeah. So in that sense, that's why we say our functioning things are dependently or originated, dependently arisen. But on the level of cause and effect. So this is the causes level of understanding of dependent arising. Yeah. Dependent arising in the sense of having to depend on causes and conditions. Okay, so impermanent phenomenon, functioning thing can created independence. They are created, they come into existence independence on their cause, yeah. On more than that, actually, it can only arise independence on its a concordant cause, a concordant cause, yeah.
What in the same that Kazushivana Shere, Chadata, Kazuare Poki, that Sukhtan Shaba Sukala, that Koram Shetty Dubdune, Mososan and Tutash. Rava Suksito, Anishi, Dumongo is on the Tutash. Shaba Situ, and then never Sukhtan Javazan meetings. Rava. That Tore Gapwe, that Dongsang Chashi Chayashi, that Tore Mebe, and Dongsang Cha.
And I mentioned this on Tuesday, you know. When you look at form and consciousness, yeah. Right from the moment they come into existence, they are established as having different entities, isn't it? having different natures, different entities, complete, radically different, distinct entities, yeah? Right from the moment they are established, they are different, yeah? Having different entities, yeah? Unlike matter, which is atomically established, unlike form, which is atomically established, you know? Consciousness has a nature of clarity and knowing, but in the aspect of non-obstructiveness, you know, likened to like a vacuity, you know, void, you know, voidness, yeah, isn't it? Non-obstructive, isn't it? Consciousness. So if you were to ask, you know, why is matter like that? Why is matter atomically established? And then why is consciousness, having? Why does consciousness have the nature of clarity and knowing? There's no special reason. They're just like that by nature. They're established in their own nature, having that particular nature entity. That's it, right? Do you? So, whether it's matter or whether it's matter or form or consciousness, so form and consciousness they arise in dependence on their causes. Yeah, they arise in dependence on their causes, concordant causes, isn't it? Right. See, if you understand this and you understand the implications, you know, then only then you will be able to start to understand how they can be past and future lives, reincarnation. Then one can think more deeply about happiness and suffering. Yep. So, I think I missed out one last one. I can't remember suddenly.
Happiness and suffering.
There's happiness, suffering.
That's all.
Happiness, suffering, and reincarnation. Oh, yeah, fast visualize.
That's right.
So, you know, the happiness, you know, happiness comes, can only arise in dependence on its cause, its own cause, concordant cause, yeah. Whereas suffering can only arise independent on its own cause as well, yeah. So if you understand any concept of causality, you know, then there's something to think about, you
know. What do you say? That's it, Kaswar,
So all the suffering, the problems that all that we do not want, they all arise from, and these sufferings arise from their own causes. Yeah, yeah. It has to be the correct cause of suffering before suffering can arise, isn't it? The concordant cause of suffering. And if we analyze deeply, right, you know, at the end of the day, what is the main culprit behind our suffering? Basically, our actions, karma, and affliction, isn't it? As it is, as we have seen in the previous module or in the Lamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, isn't it? Karma and afflictions are the principal cause of suffering. But if you look deeply, yeah, deeper than that, if you go and you analyze, right at the very root of all the problems is the ignorance apprehending itself. Yeah. So this is the root cause of suffering. Okay, so the very root of all the problems of suffering is this ignorance apprehending a self, isn't it? Yeah. So the ignorance here, which is an apprehension of a self, is not just a mere not knowing something, but rather this ignorance apprehending a self is an active misapprehension. Yeah, is an active misapprehension, a fundamental misapprehension of the self and reality. Okay, so the thing to establish is that this ignorance is incorrect. It's fundamentally wrong. Yeah, and the way to establish this is to find out, whether its opposite, exists or not. And in this case, it has to be wisdom. So whether ignorance can be removed or not is dependent on whether we can find an antidote to it. An antidote has to be its complete direct opposite, yeah, isn't it? In this case, it's a wisdom, as a wisdom consciousness. Yeah. So if there is a wisdom consciousness which can harm ignorance, which is its opposite, yeah, then the thing is to increase the strength and the power of this wisdom consciousness for commensurate with the strength of this wisdom consciousness. The more you increase it, the stronger it becomes, the more it's able to harm its opposite, which is ignorance, yeah, the root of suffering, isn't it? So the whole point here is to realize by valid conviction the status of reality, what exactly exists. First, we have to realize what exists, the reality as it is. By realizing reality for what it is, it's as it is, through a valid cognizer, then this is how we can remove all misapprehensions of reality, ignorance and so forth. And on the basis of this, then that's why you can talk about becoming enlightened. So, you know, when we talk about, object of knowledge or object of comprehension, which is mutually inclusive, is established base, isn't it? No, object of knowledge, the things that can be, the phenomena that can be known and realized. The basis of that, you know, can be divided into the two truths. Yeah? Or, then, you know, further into the four truths. So the object to be known, which is the basis. The two truths. Yeah? This is to be, okay? The object to be known, which is the basis. We talked about basis last lesson. Yeah? The basis, the two truths, is known or realized as it is by a valid cognizer.
Yeah? 아니 공부할 때는 다 타바도 삼지 때문에 고방 세대 두배야지. 다 돈다 뒤 세매 되고 없습니다. 돈다 뒤에 이거 세매 되었으나 세마디 양내양도 공부할 때는 뒤 되고라 다 타바도 삼지 참바 세대 두배야지. 다 돈다 뒤에 숨고요.
Okay, so the object to be known, to be realized, you know, basically which includes everything, yeah. You know, basically is, you know, based on the two truths, isn't it? How do you realize the two truths? How can the two truths be realized as they are, as it is? They are realized by their respective valid cognizers. Yeah. Okay. And once they are realized, then one continually familiarizes with the realization through the valid cognizers. And this is how one can posit the possibility of achieving what we call liberation. From cyclic existence and full enlightenment. And these are said to be the fruits of valid cognizers, the fruits, the effects of valid cognition. Why? Because such states are achieved, are the results of having accustomed oneself continuously, with the reality via or through valid cognition. Yeah.
뭐 된대지도 샤. 다 돈다니 가서라 다 독신에 단다 조조 어디래. 다 시바 세대 다 갑도 세대 팀바래. 제가 다 지도 다 온보 시바마 다 이렇게 시바 찍으시니 다 남피다 남시에 톡 사나 디네바 옹시에 나다 시 찍으시니 독신이 다인 거야래 남시 독스나.
So yeah, so you know, usually we talk about the six consciousnesses, yeah. So these are the six, the five sense consciousnesses, and together with the mental consciousness, right?
어 독신이 다 디네마 다 얘기 시작했어야 돼 도다이니 다 얘기 시작했어야 돼 다 조조 투모맨 다게 아니지 영화를 때는 초바시 꼬야시 다 투모맨 다게 다 조조
So a mental consciousness is generated in dependence on its own uncommon empowering condition. Yeah. So the uncommon empowering condition of a mental consciousness is the mental sense power. So that is what distinguishes it from the sense consciousnesses. Yeah. It has its own uncommon empowering condition.
What took she that? What in the shop? Jetan that? Took she that dinema? And it's your quarrel. Let Cosor, Jetan, that body, Shabadi, Pachabana, Oshi, she needs what took she needs chair, dinner, sent us some jones in me, announcing what took she needs chair, that Yavachana to chair.
So one can divide consciousness into sense consciousnesses and mental consciousness, Or you can look at consciousness in terms of mind and mental factors. So, you know, if you look at the definition of consciousness, yeah, it says that which is clear, isn't it? Right? Clear. Different ways of explaining this, yeah. So, it is in the entity of, it is the entity of clarity, or it is clear. It is clear in the sense that it is not atomically established. It is free from being atomically established. Yeah, it's not like, you know, made up of particles and, you know, whatever, you know, quarks and sparks and. So, okay, so then I guess another way of explaining clear here, or clarity, I guess is related to the fact that, you know, how basically you can bring any phenomenon in question, any object and to the attention of the mind, and it can arise, you know, it can appear to the mind. Yeah. Okay. Well, also, some of you may have heard of you know, this it's quite a famous statement all the time, you know, oh, the nature of the mind is clear light, right? Yeah, so the nature of the mind is clear light, you know. One way of explaining is that that the afflictions, which are adventitious, the afflictions have not entered into the deepest recesses of the mind. That means it's not in the nature of the mind to be afflicted. It's the mind by nature, you know, is not afflicted, yeah. So yeah, it's really not easy to really, you know, pinpoint exactly, you know, the, you know, and to be able to, you know, say, you know, oh, the mind is this and like that, you know. So for example, knowing, you know, how do you explain, you know, I mean, the we can say the mind is an entity of clear knowing, yeah. It has clarity and it knows, you know. But knowing here refers to what? Perhaps we could say, we can relate, because we can say that knowing here refers to realizing an object? Or is it referring to the fact that our objects do or can appear to that mind? Anyway, relax. Yeah. We'll talk more about this, all these again, when we start with the actual, you know, topic. Yeah. We are not starting. Right? We are just doing the preliminaries. Yeah. So that will come later. Okay. This is just a mere introduction.
And then you start the class. Oh, cinema, Risha. That cinema. That to that tire. That cinema. Carso da. Demindu Jesse. That to that. That. That mobo kangshila. That pamboyana. Shaba mangi. Chedi. Samala. That demindu Jesse. That you are.
Then you have the division of the non-associated compositional factors. So basically, anything that is a functioning thing or impermanent phenomenon that is not matter nor or consciousness, you just dump all those things into this category, basically. Yeah.
What to say? That is to call that the Nazis, that the Nazis, Kadisha, not that to die me, Takaso, Bena Kansa, Sina, Bena Takansa, that.
Okay, so an example or an illustration of a non-associated compositional factor is person. Yeah. Mind you, yeah. You know, in Tibetan it's kangsa, you know? But you know, it's translated in English as person, you know. But you know, in English language, person has the connotation of being a human being, right? Okay, you can throw that out the window, okay? We are learning Buddhism here, not English. Okay, so persons here is kangsa. So don't think that it means human being only, okay? Okay, so an example of a non-associated compositional factor, which is a person, would be a cow. What else? Palang. Maybe. Horse. No, oh, yeah. I think I heard horse, right? Yeah. Da dan palang. Yeah. Horse. Cow. Your pet hamster.
That's it. Hope to want that that's the color so we but each other. So remember, because that is so pointed down. Some madama choosing a landlord, that's the book taunting a spoon of the darkest.
So there's an implication here, you know, when we say that a horse or a cow is a non associated compositional factor, which means it's not form nor consciousness, isn't it? So you know, when we don't think about things, and then we look at a horse, you know, then we'll point to, oh, the horse, oh. Then, you know, instinctively we kind of think that there's something there, that is the horse, you know, or the form, basically the horse body, right? But that is the horse form aggregate, and not the horse itself, right? That's not horse, right? So what we see with our eye consciousness, you know, what our eye consciousness sees, you know, is the form, the horse's body, isn't it? Right? Horse's body, yeah, which is form, isn't it? Yeah. So that is the basis of designation. Yeah, the basis of designation upon which, you know, independence upon which we label or impute horse, isn't it? Right? So the horse body is not horse, yeah? It's form, right?
Oh, Takanashi Chibai, Takanashi, Ani Da, Takanashi, Nangi Dashi Pumbote, Dak Chaki, Nangi Dashi Pumbote, Dak Nai Dashi Chayamato, Ani Ma Chaki, Ma Sutukala, the Pembot Shaka Kayamare, the Dimitri Sista.
Same like I. We say I. I is not the body, yeah, or mind. The body and mind are the basis of designation, of independence upon which we impute I self, right?
Oh, to see that, then ma, just that, just ma, just only in God, Carson. Then ma, that then, Carson. That just that ma, that me day, yang ko, ma, just kala yang, so ba, mong ko, yung ko yare. Just that, 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 mingi, shang zam chana, digi mingdu, ko, dakshi, jik, 칸서나 거 시축서지 칸서지 고것도 없으니야 바 체제야 야 이게 남시 야 칸서도 좋고 어떤 대기야 강에 체대 어디 있고요 마샤나 미딩에 도시 타도나 타집에 샤고 말에 나자무스 미디 딱선에 나시 샤가레 마도 센시 라모네 도바지 고고 말에 소티 대기 담아도 좋다거나 마실린 거로다
so more we will talk about talk more of on the nature of the eye, what exactly it is, how it exists, in the next module when we deal with tenets here. In fact, depending on the Buddhist tenet, which philosophical system, then they say there are many debates, or disagreements as to who we are, basically, the nature of the I. Yeah. So, for most of the Buddhists, for most of the tenets, they meet with the fundamental difficulty. They are unable to posit an I, that is not one with the basis of designation. Basically, for them, most people feel that the eye is something that can be pointed out to. This, there must be something they can point out to. It's that thing. There must be the one thing that is the eye. So, majority of the tenets then assert that at the end of the day, it is the mental consciousness, the mind that is the eye. Yeah. But however, according to the consequence middle way school, which is the final view, the I is merely is that which is merely imputed in dependence upon the aggregates, the basis of designation. The I does not exist from the side of the basis of designation. Okay, so that's the fundamental difference.
That cinema, and it's a color. That is the Medici. So from them, so that we never see it.
Cancel my
so that them, so that we never see it. Needy.
What was it? Cancel my imba, cancel my imba. So then you have there are the non-associated conventional factors which are not persons. So, for example, time, and as a generality, for example, product itself, for example, product, composed phenomenon, in general, they are non-associated compositional factors which are not persons. Yeah. I get the feeling that when I'm talking, sometimes you are just drifting away and it's not registering. No. The look, I get the look. No. For example, what did I say in the last sentence? It was very clear in your face, It's like. Did you get it? brought up as a generality. As a generality, yeah.
지단체다.
As a generality, I did not say in general, yeah. I say as a generality, why is product as a generality or composed phenomenon, why is it a non-associated compositional factor, yeah? 지. How to say? Yeah, generality. 지, 지. だとだだって、その時でしたね。だな。だな、見たばすいとかな。こう、じゃちぶじろ。うん。見たばせ、だめだよね。見たばすとか、こうなせだ。まんぶじんまれ。だ、みじき、ちょじんとし、見たばでしゃばれべすな。うん。だまず、ぺじまれ、なこし。だわ、ちちょし、だまな。とっとも、だから、見たばすとしゃばれべらな。まず、まれすぶちろわ。
Okay, you got a question? The answer now is the answer, no? If you didn't get the question then. So the question is, Vyuskan Rinpoche posited the generality product or impermanent phenomenon as a generality as an illustration of a non-associated compositional factor, isn't it? Yeah. So why is it? Please. So, you know, if we use the word, you know, if we talk about impermanent phenomenon as a generality, yeah, it encompasses many things, isn't it? It doesn't refer to just one instance of an impermanent phenomenon. It basically covers everything that is an impermanent phenomenon, isn't it? So, having said that, if I were to ask you, is impermanent phenomenon consciousness? What would you say? Is impermanent phenomenon consciousness? What would you say, yes or no? Yes or no?
Question is whether it's necessarily or not. It's not the question.
The question is yes or no. It's not necessarily. Is impermanent phenomenon consciousness or not? No, right? Is it form? It's not form, isn't it? Therefore,
only one thing to say. Left only one thing, yeah?
おっとしんでたしもかみどたしもかれなだ。うん。てなまかと。ておてかれ。だからたっぱこれでラプサロだ。うん。あ。たっぱてラプサだかさてね。けがねすんで。あ。けがねすんで。そう。いや、やれてら。なんで、もうちょっと基準まで。
아, 독신이 따뜻하니 가르쳐놨다 펜보시아바 데메드시 숨스다 모보네 에나 다 숨샤지 따뜻해지다 고 룩수시 다 니에고에 로악다 모보네 바치에 누가나 펜보시아바 데메드시 데메드시 체루루세지다 니에고에 찍디래
Okay, so you have to, you know, if you want to learn, you really have to memorize these things, yeah. No, so you have a rough idea, you know, like, for example, a functioning thing or impermanent phenomenon, functioning thing, when divided, there are these three. Matter, consciousness, non-associated, compositional factor. You have to keep this in mind. You really have to memorize, yeah.
Mm. Mm. 전직스네 어떤 조예요? 신고에 왔다 곧 저도 다 책도 말씀 나서래 또가 심지다 민카가래 모두 탄다 찍어 넣고 열었으니까 내가 다 신고에.
So like so functioning thing when divided there are these three. Yeah. But you also have to also memorize, you know, the phenomena that are mutually inclusive with functioning thing. Yeah. You have impermanent phenomena, product, composed phenomena, and what have you, isn't it? Yeah. So likewise with permanent phenomenon, you know, there are also the phenomena that are mutually inclusive with it, yeah. Non-produced phenomenon, uncomposed phenomenon, conventional true phenomenon, which is a non-thing and generally characterized
phenomenon. Yeah. So the point is, you know, phenomena are mutually inclusive with it. Basically means that they're just different ways of saying the thing, same thing. You have to understand why. Yeah, just different ways of getting at the same thing. They have the same meaning. Yeah. So some of these words, yeah, I mean, they're new, but we have no choice, but, you know, you really have to memorize, you know. You have to memorize them. There's no choice, yeah. So another way of dividing existence is into single and different. Yeah. Singular phenomenon, different phenomenon. Yeah. So, if it exists, it's either single, one, or it is different. It's either one of these two, okay? Okay, so another way of dividing existence is into basically one or one and many, or singular and different, yeah. Isn't it? Singular phenomenon basically refers to that which is not diverse, yeah. Okay? Whereas different phenomenon refers to those that which is diverse, yeah. Okay. Phenomena, when divided, anything that exists is either one or different. Singular or different, yeah. So we have to explain this, right? So, you know, for example, when we say object of knowledge, or product, or impermanent phenomenon, they are one, isn't it? Not many, yeah? Not diverse. So, for example, when we say object of knowledge, just object of knowledge, it is singular, it's one, isn't it? It's not diverse, yeah? Because it is one with itself. Okay, when we say object of knowledge, it is singular, it is one. It's not many. Why? Because it is one with itself. But if we say object of knowledge and established base, these two, object of knowledge and established base, these two are different. Right? They're not the same, they're different, yeah? They're not one, they're different, yeah? Okay, object of knowledge and established base, are they one? No, because they are different. But are they different in meaning? No, they have the same meaning. So you must make a difference between different and different meaning. Oh my God, I was getting I think my English is going to improve leaps and bounds after this course. So when a phenomenon in question has the same name and same meaning, it means it's the same thing, it's one in itself, isn't it? So it is singular phenomenon, it is one. If the phenomenon in question has a different name and different meaning, then they're diverse, they're different, yeah? They're not same, yeah? They're not one, yeah? So sometimes you have to say one, sometimes you have to say same. But as in Tibetan, it's just one word, chik, you know? It covers every meaning. Satu. You know, that's one, that's numerical one, yeah. Same. Sama sama. Huh? First, you must memorize, you know, what I've said. Where a singular phenomenon, it is same, it is one with itself, because they have the same name and same meaning. It has the same name and same meaning. Right?
That means chikpat mean tade ibache. Then tade ibaina, that mean tade. Then tade. Kayan wajina, mean tade in a tade chagar, then tade in a tade chagar. Shitini.
So when you compare two objects, if you have, they have a different name or a different meaning, they are different, yeah? But it doesn't mean that if two objects are different, doesn't mean that they have the it doesn't necessarily mean that they have the different meaning.
Okay.
So under the section comparison of phenomena, yeah, so there are these terms, you know, such as mutually inclusive, yeah, and mutually exclusive, yeah. So mutually inclusive in Tibetan is tuenjik, yeah, which means literally same meaning. Okay. So if we, let's say, impermanent phenomenon and product, although they have different names, but essentially they have the same meaning. Yeah, impermanent phenomenon is mutually inclusive with product, isn't it, in the table? Yeah. So basically, they have different names, but they have the same meaning. Which means, if it is an impermanent phenomenon, it's necessarily a product. If it is a product, it's necessarily an impermanent phenomenon. If if impermanent, if it, it is, yeah. So basically, the relationship exists in the form of it being is or as an existential form. Yes, existing or not existing, you know. So if this exists, that also exists. If that exists, that also exists. That kind of, if this does not exist, that does not exist. So these relationships, yeah. So that's the meaning of mutually inclusive.
Shiva.
Shiva. Dumbala. Dumbala.
Shuku Dumbala.
Tamani.
Tene ma kawa se shi, ta tanda shuku shibe tamata, ta kawa se di, ta tade imba kanshi la, ta kuni shi jik tade imba ji guay, tade imba kanshi la, ta nika inge ji shaya mi du na, ta kawa se shi ta tanda.
So then you have, on page 7, you have the, what we call mutually exclusive, yeah. Mutually exclusive phenomena. So in order for for it to be a mutually exclusive phenomena, first, the basis of comparison is that there must be two different objects. Okay? The basis of comparison has to be two different objects. Not two objects, two different objects. And on top of it, there being two different objects, there cannot be a common locus between the two. That means you cannot point to something that is both. That, you know. Boleh? So, for example, if you compare impermanent phenomenon and permanent phenomenon, these two are different, right? Not only are they different, you will not be able to find something that is both, yeah. So in that sense, they are mutually exclusive. Yeah, they mutually exclude one another, yeah. Right? So the one thing you have to note is that it doesn't mean that if two things are different, then they are necessarily mutually exclusive, no. No. For example, okay, doesn't mean that if two objects in comparison are different, it doesn't mean that they are mutually exclusive. Not necessarily so. For example, object of knowledge, if you compare object of knowledge and impermanent phenomenon. Are these two different, object of knowledge and impermanent phenomenon, are they different? They are different, isn't it? But are they mutually exclusive? Why? Yeah, are they mutually exclusive? Yes or no? Are they mutually exclusive? Okay. So, object of knowledge and impermanent phenomena. See, that's the reason why you have to memorize, you see. If you don't memorize, then difficult, right? So, object of knowledge and impermanent phenomenon, these two are different or not? Yes, they are different. But are they mutually exclusive? No, the reason being because there's a common locus between these two. That means there is something that is both an object of knowledge and an impermanent phenomenon, yeah? Right?
That,
Okay, so you see there is the three possibilities and four possibilities, right? So if any two phenomena in comparison are mutually inclusive, right, if you are mutually inclusive, then there's no need to talk about three possibilities and four possibilities. That possibility does not exist. Yeah, well, if two things are mutually inclusive, then you cannot talk about there being a three or four possibilities between the two of them, right?
어떡시네. 다 디네마 가와 있나? 다 무시 융아에 매바래. 다 시드 가와 인사도 다 무슨 마도 배제 융아에 매되시. 여와 다 무시 무시 제디 융구여 말해.
So if the any two phenomena in question in comparison are mutually exclusive, then the possibility of them being four possibilities is eliminated. There may be a occasion where there can be three possibilities. So you know the point of looking into whether two objects in comparison have whether they are there three possibilities or four possibilities of permutations are basically right. It's basically a way of analyzing reality so that we can gain a more deeper understanding, a clearer understanding of what exactly how things are, you know. Right?
어 독신에 따던다 따디 빼는 신시도 샤바이나 뒤에 섬을 다니시다 쓰러 죽은 무시 빼나 따 따디 진에 따던다 따디 뒤에 따 소소 섬을 다니 따 쓰러 다니시도 빼나 미다빠당 세자 군이 세바이나 따 무슨이야래 무시이야래 간데레스 따디에 고섬을 다니시다.
Okay, so in order to understand this, perhaps I give you something to think about. Compare object of knowledge and impermanent phenomenon. What is their relationship? How do they compare? So are they mutually exclusive, mutually inclusive, or three or four possibilities? Anybody want to try? If you compare object of knowledge and impermanent phenomenon, what would you end up? Are these two different?
Yes. Everybody say yes.
Are they mutually exclusive? Then?
당부 타대 레베스나 타대 레스 남성 가르치는 변천대 남성 삼모 콜바로와.
So when I ask you, are these two object of knowledge and impermanent phenomenon are they different? You should be able to immediately in your mind you must have the reason why you say yes. Why are they different?
타대 변천 가르치.
What is the reason why they are different? Why are they different? Huh? Yeah, because they are not the same, is it? Oh dear. That was a PhD answer.
민코란에 가가도와 또와 민코란 가가인자 다대인 것들이 시 최진은 등에 다대로와 등집과 말하고.
It is easy, isn't it? They are different. Why? Because they have different names, and they have different meaning. Different meaning, isn't it? Same meaning or not? Let's see. You have to memorize that. You have to memorize.
다대 림바디 디네스는 다 가와 레베스는 다 가와 마레스.
Are they contradictory? Are they mutually exclusive?
다 긴장 가르레스는?
Why are they not mutually exclusive? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What is a common locus that is not English? For example?
Yeah, something can be both. Yeah, that's why not mutually inclusive. Exclusive, sorry. 네가 이거 샤나 가르시겠다. 네가 이거 신들이 가르시겠다.
Okay, so you say that they are not mutually exclusive because there is something, you can point to something, an illustration that is both an object of knowledge and impermanent phenomenon, isn't it? Okay, give me an illustration of something that is both. Huh? Hamster. Yeah, car. Yeah, take form.
다 죽도와.
오케이.
다 대치도 가라. 다 세제 좀 미다봐라. 다 무슨 당 무시 무시가 여래야만.
So So, okay, so between object of knowledge and impermanent phenomena, how many permutations are there? Three or four? Huh? This is I think set 1 or set 2 maths, right? I mean during my time.
That one, 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 that one,
that
one, that one, that one, that one, that
one, okay, so we let's analyze whether it's three, not let's analyze, can we say no already, but but rather okay, the question is there something that is object of knowledge but not impermanent phenomenon? Is there something that is an object of knowledge but not impermanent phenomenon? Yes or no? Yes or no? Give an illustration. Okay, then is there an impermanent phenomenon? Is there something which is an impermanent phenomenon but not object of knowledge? Why? Yes or no? Never mind. Why not?
That the one that metaba yina shesha mayimbati mass. Metaba yina shesha yimbati.
Okay, so basically there isn't anything out there that is an impermanent phenomenon but not an object of knowledge. Why? Because if it is an impermanent phenomenon, it necessarily is an object of knowledge, isn't it? Right? Right, remember the division? Object of knowledge into two?
That this is the one that nika yimba yadavasana.
So is there something that is both an object of knowledge and an impermanent phenomenon? Yes, right? Is there something that is not an object of knowledge and not impermanent phenomenon? Huh? Is there something that is not both? Non-existent exists. No, sky flower exists, man. There is something that is not impermanent phenomenon and not object of knowledge, right? What?
Huh? The sky flower. Okay. Tokshini. That tokshini. That today, ko sheja tan mitabai palara sedo tanhangi tapshiji man. Ko. Roa. That today samu tangshi. That tanda. Shidi da. Ko ni tendur cheshi da. Sedo tanhangi.
So see, this is basically a process, a tool for us to be much clearer, you know, about the thing you're trying to find out, especially if you're comparing, objects, comparing different phenomena, yeah, basically, yeah. This is a method for us to really get a clearer idea of what exactly are we talking about. So this is just a way to, it really makes a difference, by analyzing this way, you have a clearer idea of what exactly you're talking about, Yeah, so it's not wishy-washy, So, for example, now, matter and consciousness. Matter and consciousness. If you compare these two, how many possibilities are there? How many permutations are there between matter and consciousness? Hello? matter and consciousness. Oh. Patricia want to answer, is it? She seems very excited. I think Patricia would like to answer. She seems very excited. Hello? Hello? So?
Yeah, quick.
You know, when you go to court, yeah, you don't make the judge wait, right? The judge asks you the questions and wait.
What?
No possibility? Is there such a thing as a no possibility?
Is
there a form but it's not, is there something that is a form but not consciousness? Huh? Hello?
So, pause is possible.
There is a form, there is something which is form but not consciousness, isn't it? Like microphone. There is something that is a consciousness but it's not form, isn't it? There is something that is not both, isn't it? Like what? There is something that is both, isn't it? Huh? Is there something that is both or not? So, there isn't anything that is both matter and consciousness. I already said just now, very clearly, that when we're talking about the divisions of functioning thing, matter, consciousness, and non-associated compositional factors are mutually exclusive. So you have to look at the notes well, and the terms you really have no choice but to memorize, you know. And on that basis, then, you know, you try to look at the relationships between, you know, you can choose anything, you know, and just try to compare, you see, yeah, whether they are exclusive, mutually exclusive, if so, then how many possibilities between them and so forth, you know, right? It's not difficult, it's just, you know, you're just getting used to it, yeah. So, you know, these terms that are here, you really have to, if you want to continue, you have to memorize them. No choice. Yeah, it's difficult at the beginning. But if you don't do it now, then as we move on, you'll never learn. Because as you go on and on, you always get stuck. You cannot even get past the word, you know. So forget about even the meaning. So right from the beginning, you have to memorize the words, you know, all these different words, you know, oh, functioning thing, what I sense, power, and uncommon and empowering condition, what have you. You just have to memorize the terms, you know. So at least in the future, when we talk about them, then you at least you know the words, you know. So if you, yeah, at least you will not be obstructed, you'll not be stuck because of not even knowing the word, yeah. So really, so you have to start from right now. If you don't want that to happen, yeah.
Okay.
And also on page 1, you know, there are the names of the four Buddhist tenets, you know, so you have to memorize them also. Yeah, memorize the names. At least you know both. The names are given in both English and Sanskrit. Yeah, so it's no choice. Have to memorize them. The words first. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, we will look at this more in detail as we move along, but whatever is inside this handout, no, you really have to memorize. You have to put effort now and you memorize, and then you will see the benefit when we go on with the subject, yeah, and you will see the benefit. Otherwise, then you will have difficulties later on. Yeah.
Those who took the exam, so who didn't check your question, what question or answer, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, your test paper, who didn't check, so you can check from me. Yeah. So now, some of people still want to take the exam, okay? So this is, I'll give another last chance, those who want to take exam, this Sunday, 11 o'clock, those who want to take the exam. They still want to take, come that time, so that's the last time to give exam, okay? So, because it's very difficult, you know, some people take early, then some people want to take tomorrow, other people want to do day after tomorrow, it's become more complicated. Okay, so those who really want to take exam, so come in Sunday. Yeah, 11, so that's the last, so after that, there's no more, yeah, even you want to take, yeah.
So you have any question?
Yeah.
So back to the three possibilities. What page is that?
Six or seven, right?
Oh, page 7, yeah. Okay, I have the old copy. They list out the three possibilities here. Something which is both P and Q. Neither P or Q. P but not Q, Q but not P. But the examples that was brought up, you know, the comparing matter and consciousness, it was actually something which is, you cannot have something which is both P and Q. Hmm. So which means that in this case, this is not exhaustive for these three possibilities. Hmm. Understand what I'm saying? Don't know. You see number one, they say something which is both P and Q. So matter and consciousness, you cannot have something that is both P and Q. All right. So in this case, can we say that there is something which is both a key P and Q, or something neither P or Q? Or Q.
Yeah.
In this case, yeah.
This is more from
so that there will be
existential point of view. It means more from a
so people can
神经啊。
What constitutes the mental sense power?
Basically, what is mental sense power? Basically, right? You won't curse. 神经啊，咩？阿堪达汤，
不急 ，one more. The he under the established base and phenomena mutually inclusive with it. You have this hidden phenomena. Okay, but this hidden phenomena seems to be. It says that only something that is realized by a thought consciousness apprehending it.So, this seems to be a subset of the established space. That means there is something that is an established space but not hidden phenomena, right? That means something that is realized by other consciousness other than thought consciousness.
So, the first thing to remember is that hidden phenomenon here, right, is mutually inclusive with established base, isn't it? It's the same, basically, right? Right? Okay. So, hidden phenomenon is mutually inclusive with established base, isn't it?That means whatever illustrations of established base that you'll point out, that illustration also has got to be an hidden phenomenon, isn't it? So if you say horse is an illustration of established base, isn't it? And therefore, horse has to be a hidden phenomenon, isn't it?Right? Okay, so using this illustration, horse. Why is horse an illustration of or why is it a hidden phenomenon? That's the thing we have to figure out, right? Isn't it? You can see horse directly, isn't it? There we go. Is the horse a manifest phenomenon? Yeah, what?
No, that's it.
So, a horse is both a hidden phenomenon and a manifest phenomenon, isn't it? A horse is a hidden phenomenon because when it is realized by a thought consciousness realizing it, the thought consciousness realizing it cannot realize it directly, but it realizes it through the medium of a mental image, isn't it? Right? So therefore, it's a hidden phenomenon. A horse is a hidden phenomenon. So a horse is also a manifest phenomenon. Yeah. Why? Because it can be realized by its a valid cognizer. It can be realized directly by the valid cognizer, isn't it?So therefore it's also a manifest phenomenon. So a horse is a manifest phenomenon and it is a hidden phenomenon. Actually, if you memorize the table, then this is very clear.
So does that mean that all the other consciousness all has to go through a thought consciousness then?
So you're asking that basically does all objects have to be realized by a thought consciousness, right? There isn't any phenomenon that is not realized by thought consciousness, isn't it? Yeah. So if it is a phenomenon, it is necessarily realized by a thought consciousness. You don't think about stuff, then how you realize them, right? What's that? Good. It will all become clear, you know, as we move along, right? Okay. So just continue. Please look at the notes, okay? Okay. Finish off with the usual prayers. So